Chapter 1. A Portrait of Charles T. Munger by Michael Brogy. Behind the extraordinary story of Berkshire Hathaway are two financial geniuses, the widely acclaimed Warren Buffett and his silent partner, Charlie Munger, who relishes his obscurity. Charlie is Warren's friend, lawyer, advisor, devil's advocate. Warren once called him the abominable no-man, and one of the largest stockholders in one of the most successful publicly traded companies in American business history. Since 1964, when Warren, and some years later Charlie, assumed management of Berkshire, its market value has increased an astonishing 13,500 times, from $10 million to roughly $135 billion, without much of an increase in outstanding shares. Such phenomenal growth is the singular achievement of these two unassuming Midwesterners, who combined their synergistic abilities to recognize and seize opportunities other businessmen consistently overlook. While Warren is one of the most admired and publicized business leaders in the country, Charlie has purposefully sidestepped the limelight, choosing relative anonymity instead. To better understand this complex and highly private businessman, we must start at the beginning. Charles Thomas Munger was born on January 1, 1924, in America's heartland, Omaha, Nebraska. Many notables share his Midwestern roots: Will Rogers, Henry Fonda, John Pershing, Harry Truman, Walt Disney, Ann Landers, Gerald Ford, and of course Warren Buffett. Charlie initially crossed paths with the Buffett family during the formative years of his life when he worked at Buffett and Son, an upscale grocery store in Omaha, about 6 blocks from the Munger household. The boss and part owner was Warren's grandfather, Ernest. A strict disciplinarian, he scheduled his young workers for 12-hour shifts with no meals or breaks. According to Charlie, his boss's staunch anti-socialist attitude was manifested in his rule requiring the boys to present 2 pennies at the end of their shifts to cover their share of the cost of the new Social Security Act. In return, they received a $2 daily wage, along with a considerable lecture about the evils of socialism. The arduous working conditions in the Buffett grocery store had a lasting influence on both Charlie and Warren. Warren, 6 years younger, served his hard times under Grandpa Ernest several years after his future business partner had moved on. Charlie's formal education began at Dundee Elementary School, where he and his younger sisters, Mary and Carol, were indoctrinated with ethical homilies. Charlie's teachers remember a smart kid who was also inclined to be a bit of a wiseacre. He enjoyed challenging the conventional wisdom of teachers and fellow students with his ever-increasing knowledge gained through voracious reading, particularly biographies. Today, he can't remember the first time he was exposed to the aphorisms of Ben Franklin, but they fueled an ineffaceable admiration for the eclectic and eccentric statesman and inventor. Charlie's parents, Al and Florence Munger, encouraged reading and gave each of their children several books at Christmas, usually devoured by that night. At the nearby home of the Munger's close friends, the Davises, Charlie often read the medical journals belonging to Dr. Ed Davis, who was both his father's best friend and a family physician. Charlie's early exposure to Dr. Davis's medical library spawned a lifelong interest in science. By the time he was 14, the precocious learner had also become one of the doctor's best friends. Charlie became so interested in medicine that he watched motion pictures of Dr. Davis, a urologist, performing surgery, and became fascinated with the statistical outcomes of similar procedures in the field.